Hello one, hello all. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and we here at Eastbound and Fourth Down have decided to come off of our hiatus. It's been a long time, ladies and gentlemen, but it's bowl season. So, get close to your loved ones, gather them around the fire,
and get ready for Bowl Stravaganza 2014!
Sunday.
Indeed.
Well, actually, I don't... Is the 20th a Sunday?
Who cares? Play the jingle.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Well, an Eastbound and Fourth Down, boys and girls,
Bull Stravaganza 14.
I'm Ryan Kelly, and that is...
Craig Wilson, along with the working title.
Okay, then. Well, all right. Either way, Eastbound and Fourth Down, Bull Stravaganza 2014. We've got how many bowl games this year, Craig?
Two-thirds pages. I don't know. I think it's something like 31 bowls. Or 39, 39.
I was about to say, it's more than that.
39. There's 39 bowls.
All right, then.
I want to say it's the number there. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what
Well, then we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. So, with that, what do you got?
Have for you the first bowl game of the season. The R plus L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, December 20th at 11 a.m. You have the Mountain West team, Nevada 7-5 versus Louisiana Lafayette of the Sun Belt at 8-4.
Ooh, Fun Belt and Mountain West, always a good matchup.
I think there's only three Sun Belt teams, if that. So this is
There should have also been their conference champion, Georgia Southern, who got hosed because of reclassification, but it is what it is.
The NCAA is stupid.
It is what it is, and we move on. So with that being said, I'm taking Nevada.
Give me Louisiana Lafayette. It's a home game. I think they won it last year. This is their obligatory bowl. Anyways. Next up, we have one of my favorites to watch, the Gildan New Mexico Bowl, also on the 20th at 2:20 p.m. This is always a high-scoring, stupid stuff happening game.
That was the Washington State game last year, right?
It was the Colorado State whoever game. I believe Washington. Eastern Washington?
Washington State. Washington was the Cougs.
This is Mountain West Conference USA. So from the Mountain West, you have Utah State at 9-4, taking on University of Texas El Paso 7-5 of Conference USA. I say it's a pick 'em, but give me Utah State.
I really like both those teams, but Aggies.
So
Blue
Utah State.
Blue Aggies.
That's right. Anyways, next up we have the Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl at 3:30 on the same day, where we have Utah 8-4 representing the Pac-12 versus Colorado State 10-2 of the Mountain West. Intrigued for this one?
I actually kind of am. I want to see how Colorado State responds after losing Jim McElwain to Florida. And I just love watching Utah play. That is suffocating defense. They are really, really fun. They should have won more games than they did this year.
Yeah, it helps if you carry the ball into the end zone.
That always does. But you know what? I like both these teams. I still think Colorado State, despite losing their head coach, is trending up. But give me the Utes in this one. I like Utah.
You're taking the Power 5 conference. I'm going to take Colorado in this one. I like the little guy in this one. Next,
Colorado
up.
Made a bowl?
Yes.
Getting back to good things, Buffs.
Next up, we have the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Ooh, played on that abomination of a football field.
Hey, it could be worse. It could be played on Eastern Washington's turf.
Hey,
that stuff will give you seizures.
I like the battle red turf.
Yeah, I also like seizures. Anyways.
Well, good for you. Not many people live.
5:45, you have Western Michigan 8-4 out of the MAC, taking on the Air Force Academy 9-3 out of the Mountain West.
Sir, I will never, ever, ever root against my favorite service school, Falcons Fly.
Yep, Dad's in the Air Force, so you're darn right. Let's go Air Force.
Wild Blue Yonder and such.
Yeah, off to the Wild Blue Yonder. Next up, we have the Raycom Media Camilla Bowl, played in Alabama, the capital of Alabama, Montgomery. It was opened. Their stadium is called Camp Campton or Compton or something like that. I can't Compton, read my writing.
Compton Stadium.
Something like that. It was opened in 1912. Alabama actually played there from 1922 to 54 a couple times as home games. Also used to be a trash site. Anyways.
Well, okay then.
Right before it was sold in 1922. You have your South Alabama Jaguar 6-6 out of the Sun Belt representing Mobile, Alabama.
Taking home of legendary Ladd Peeble Stadium.
And A.J. McCarron's chest tattoo.
That too.
Taking on Bowling Green 7-6 out of the MAC.
Oh, sir. Go Jags.
I have to go Bowling Green, but fun fact, in this region, I believe South Alabama has the best burn ward in their hospital. They have a hospital there, and all the people with burns go there.
Well, okay then.
Yes, just a little fun fact about Mobile. It's not useless, you know. It is a city that has some things. Anyways, next up we have the Miami Beach Bowl on the 22nd at 2 p.m. at Marlins Park.
The site of the old Orange Bowl.
Who doesn't want to go to Marlins Park? BYU.
Marlins fans.
BYU at 8-5 and 9-3 Memphis of the AAC.
Could you have gotten a better team to live it up in Miami than the BYU Cougars?
Yeah. And Memphis football.
Going down to Miami.
I'm just going to say this without fact-checking it.
Cool decaffeinated cola in my hand.
I'm just going to say this without fact-checking it. I think this is Memphis's first ever football championship of any kind in any division.
I think that's a little wrong.
That's a basketball school, man. So give me the Cougars. Who you got?
Mormons.
Mormons, all right. Fight on. Next up, we have the Boca Raton Bowl.
Oh, Boca.
At 6 p.m. with Marshall, Conference USA, co-champion. I believe they were co-champion because somebody else had one loss or something like that.
Western Kentucky.
Yeah. Taking on Northern Illinois, 11-2, the MAC champion. You're upset that Marshall's in this, aren't you?
I kind of am.
Visiting your bubby down in Boca.
And I also really, really don't like NIU.
No.
So you know what I'm going to do here?
Their little wolf pack thing?
I'm going to tell you that we are Marshall. And we're just going to call it that.
All right. Well, I don't think Matthew McConaughey is walking through that door. But yes, I like Marshall in this game. It's good to see Marshall being recognized for good at football again. I don't think they've ever been good in my lifetime.
They had one good year a couple years ago. It was like a 10-win season.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's better than Nebraska can do. Anyways, San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl.
Yes, sir.
The 7-5 Navy midshipmen take on the San Diego State University, or whatever the heck they're called, the Aztecs, 7-5. Out of the Mountain West Conference.
I like the home team, the home game, and the month to prepare for the option. Give me San Diego State.
Yeah, I'm like that too. Navy has a short turnaround. However, it could be a home game for Navy with that naval base there. There's a reason why Navy always goes to this.
Go San Diego State, beat Navy.
Yes. Anyways, moving on, we have your Popeye's Bahama Bowl.
Because yes, sir.
Nothing says Bahama like Popeye's. Noon, December 24th. This is one of your Christmas Eve bowls.
Good stuff.
You have Central Michigan 7-5 from the MAC taking on Western Kentucky 7-5 out of Conference USA. I gotta say, both of those teams are probably glad as heck to not be wherever the heck they're from.
Yeah.
And down to the Bahamas. For Christmas.
You know what? I really like the Hilltoppers. I think Big Red is the most awesomely horrifying mascot ever created. However, it would be against my very core to go against the Maction.
You're darn right.
This one. Give me Central Michigan. Yeah. Give me the horses. Or no, wait. Central's the Chippewas.
Yeah, Chippewas. Yeah. My dad went to a satellite campus over there, so go Chippewas. Chip, 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 or whatever they
chip,
say.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
Chip, 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 chim. Yeah, whatever, that Mary Poppins song. Next up.
Well, okay then. But that's none of my business.
The real December 24th bowl. and is usually pretty darn boring and horrible.
The Aloha Bowl.
The Hawaii Bowl. At 8 p.m., or whatever the heck time that is, you have...
Or as it was known throughout the 2000s, the SMU Invitational.
No, the SMU Hawaii Invitational. Hawaii not in it again this year. Instead, you have Fresno, 6-7 out of the Mountain West, taking on Rice, 7-5, Conference USA.
So we got Fresno, and we got who now?
Rice. California and Texas.
Sir, I am not rooting against FSU in this one. Give me the dogs!
Okay. Is it Fresno State? Those are just Fresno.
No, it's Fresno State.
Oh, really?
The Fresno State Bulldogs.
Oh. That's a little disappointing. But then again, it's Fresno. Next up, we have the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl at the site of the old Cotton Bowl on December 28th. Because apparently we also can't play football on December 27th. That must be a Sunday, I guess. Anyways, we have the 6-6 Illini of the B1G taking on Louisiana Tech, 8-5, another Conference USA team.
Listen, I like the Bulldogs. Louisiana Tech's favorite son, Josh Scobie, is a dear, dear, dear hero of mine. However,
he has won me a lot of free sandwiches lately.
Yes, he has. However, sir, even if I don't like Tim Beckton, ILL.
Yeah, I'm not going to take ILL because if you can't beat them in football, you shouldn't be playing football. And La Tech's a decent football.
Oh, so football. Minnesota shouldn't be playing football?
No, they shouldn't be playing football. Next up, we have the Quick Lane Bowl, December 26th, where you have Rutgers 7-5 out of the B1G versus North Carolina 6-6 out of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Who do you like?
I can't pick Rutgers in a football game. I can't do it.
You also can't rely on North Carolina.
I can in the second half of the season. That's just apparently how I figured out that it's just going to work for North Carolina. They're going to go 1-5 in their first half of the season, and they're going to go 5-1 in the second half.
Well, I'm going to go down in flames with you also taking North Carolina because I'm a rational human being, and I too can't take Rutgers in a football game. Lord help us. Next up, we have the newly minted Bitcoin Bowl in St. Pete.
The Beef O'Brady's Bowl at the Drop.
What it should be, having North Carolina State 7-5 out of the Elite Atlantic Coast Conference, taking on UCF 9-3 out of the AAC, one of the start of many, many, many matchups.
Now I'll tell you, there's a team that got hot down the stretch. Or, well, got hot to begin, faded down the stretch. Came back a little bit in the end as NC State. However, I don't know. Georgia O'Leary, bowl game, I like it. Central Florida.
Yeah, it's a home game for Central Florida, pretty much. They just have to travel an hour down south. Yep. Give me the Knights. Next up, you have the Military Brazil presented by Northrop Grumman on December 27th. At 1, you have Cincinnati, 9-3. Currently of the American Athletic Conference. We'll keep you posted as to that. I'm sure that will change by...
within the hour.
February. Taking on Virginia Tech, 6-6, again of the ACC, that elite conference.
That elite conference with that really, really bad team in Blacksburg.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm no genius, but I will tell you this. You're dumb to go against Cincinnati in this game. Give me Tubbs over Beamer.
I also forget, where's this bowl game at?
The Military Bowl?
Yeah, where's that one at?
I want to say they play it at RFK.
I should have wrote that down somewhere, but it didn't seem that important at the time. Still doesn't, because Virginia Tech loses. Next up, we have for you the only bowl presented on the CBS network. The Hyundai Sun Bowl, December 27th, where you have the first appearance of a ranked team in 15, Arizona State, 9-3 of the Pac-12, taking on Duke, 9-3 of the ACC.
I really like this game.
Which devil do you like?
I really, really like this game, and, you know, I really like both these teams, but, I mean, give me Sparky.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have to agree, too, because, I'm sorry, I'm never going to pick Duke in football.
However... I think you do get a big day from Jamison Crowder.
Without defense?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I mean, because Jameson Crowder's just unreal.
He is. He is quite talented. Anyways, next up, we have for you the... I'm not going to say this first part because I don't feel like giving them plugs. Independence Bowl, December 27th, where you have Miami, 6-6 of the ACC, taking on South Carolina, 6-6 of the SEC.
You know... Neither of these teams are that great, but I think Miami gets some time to regroup. I don't think they let Florida State beat them for the fourth consecutive time. I think we're back to South Carolina has been, even after the past couple years and after, oh, Jadeveon Clowney had the big hit. You go back and look at Spurrier's track record at South Carolina in bowl games.
It's not that great.
They lost to UConn. UConn! So, yeah. With that being said, do you?
I'm going to have to pick Miami because I have a lot of respect for what that team can do.
However, you best know I'm rooting like mess for South Carolina for that epic post-game press conference.
Yeah, it is a little bit better when it wins. However, it's an ACC-SEC matchup that I have to have my Atlantic Coast dominating that Southeastern. Next up, we have for you the New Era Pinstripe Bowl at the Yankee Stadium, where it's Boston College 7-5 of the ACC taking on Penn State 6-6 of the B1G.
I think this one has potential to get really, really ugly. Penn State can't score, and Boston College can. Give me the Eagles.
You're darn right. Have we picked against the ACC yet? You picked Duke. Or did you pick Arizona State? Oh, so...
Fear the fork.
So far, the ACC is doing swimmingly. Next up, we have the National University Holiday Bowl on December 27th. Nebraska, 9-3 of the B1G, taking on 24th-ranked USC, 8-4 out of the Pac-12.
I think this is a really fun game. However, I like the extra month for Southern Cal. I think it benefits them a little bit more in Nebraska, especially after losing their head coach. Give me SC.
I think Nebraska fights like hell for to prove that their head coach that fired was the wrong guy to get fired. Also, USC lost to Boston College. I don't root for anybody who loses to Boston College. All seven of those teams know who they are, and they should feel bad. I'm sorry. Even if this wasn't a homer pick, I like Nebraska in this one. Next up, we have AutoZone Liberty Bowl, December 29th, where we have Texas A&M, 7-5 out of the SEC, taking on West Virginia, 7-5 out of the Big 12, with not a defense in sight. Who scores 81st?
It's a great question that I don't quite know the answer to. This is literally a coin toss, so go ahead. I'm thinking of a number 1 through 10. What you got?
I'm going to go with 7.
Texas A&M.
I was going to take West Virginia because how are you going to pick against Clint Trickett's hair?
Can I change my pick?
Yes, you can.
West Virginia.
Now, Mom, take me home. Russell Athletic Bowl in scenic Orlando, Florida, where Oklahoma, 8-4 out of the Big 12, is taking on... Dabo Sweeney.
Where the wind comes crashing down the plane.
Dabo Sweeney and a most anxious mascot from Clemson will be traveling 9-3. I think Clemson's mascot's going to love going to that part of Orlando. 9-3 out of the ACC. Who do you have in that game?
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, I can't pick Cole Stout to friggin' beat the Citadel, much less Oklahoma. Oklahoma's not good at all. However, I've got to tell you, it still wouldn't surprise me if Oklahoma lost this game.
Bob Stoops that would be the most to do it.
That would be the most big game Bob thing to ever happen. However,
but we're not stupid, and we've never ever picked Cole Stout to win a game. However, ever.
Boomer.
Yeah, unfortunately. Next up, we have the Advocare something.
By the way, but before you keep going, I just have to have this as a second friendly reminder that Clint Trickett's hair is phenomenal.
Yeah, seriously, folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, get on this. I can't read what I wrote here. It looks like I wrote, like... Anyways, at the Advocare something, We have Arkansas 6-6 out of the SEC taking on Texas 6-6 out of the Big 12. And an old, what was it, Western Conference, Southwestern Conference?
Yes.
Matchup at the Advocare. I still don't know what that word is, and I'm not going to look it up because this bowl doesn't matter. Give me Arkansas because they're hot and Texas isn't.
You know, I really feel like Texas has a lot to gain from this month off. So I'm going to take the Horns.
Arkansas doesn't. Brett Bielema cheats all the time. He just now has a month to do it.
But Brett Bielema in a bowl game.
Yeah, he cheats. Anyways. Next up, we have the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl on December the 30th, where we have Notre Dame 7-5 out of the ACC taking on number 23rd ranked LSU at 8-4 of the SEC. Why is LSU ranked? This is a national travesty. These people who did this should be dragged out into the streets, had tomatoes thrown at them, and publicly shamed.
That being said, go Irish.
God. A team that can't play offense versus a team that can play really good offense. Give me the Irish. Next up, we have the most improved bowl of the year, getting the bump up to December the 30th in what was previously a pre-Christmas bowl. We have the Belk Bowl in lovely North Carolina, where the Panthers play. Where you have 13 Georgia, 9-3 out of the SEC, taking on 21 Louisville, 9-3 out of the ACC.
Louisville.
Louisville gets its second SEC win in a row?
Absolutely. Simply because, listen, it's what I've been trying to tell people all year. That Georgia team, God bless them, but they're not that good.
No, they're not. Louisville can defend the run enough to stop Georgia?
Yes.
They can stop the run? Yes, they can. Yeah, you're right. They stopped FSU's run, that's for sure. Give me the Cardinals as well. Next up, we have Foster Farms, whatever the heck that is, Bowl, December 30th at 10 p.m. This is the bowl they do not want you to watch at all. Nobody will watch this bowl on the East Coast, even though an East Coast team is playing in this. You have Maryland, 7-5 out of the B1G, taking on Stanford, 7-5 out of the Pac-12. This bowl takes place at Levi's Stadium. I'm sorry, this bowl has no place being this late in the season with these two disappointing teams. Stanford, because it's a home game.
I can't pick Stanford in that one, sorry.
Can't? Even though it's a home game?
Yeah, can't. The trees, I just can't go with them this year.
They have been a massive disappointment, but it's flipping Maryland, man. You're putting your faith
in the Turtles.
In the Technicolor Turtles.
I don't care, because I won't be watching this game.
No, nobody should be watching this. It's at 10 p.m. Jeez. Yeah. Anyways, next up, we are entering the round of championship games. Dun, 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 dun. With him. I know you will. On that midnight train to Georgia. Even on that midnight train. First up, we have for you from the Georgia Dome in the farewell tour of the Georgia Dome, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl on December 31st. This game is so stupid, I don't want to talk about it, because Ole Miss at 9-3 out of the SEC is ranked 9th.
Yeah, that's a joke.
That's just stupid.
That's the joke,
I'm fine with TCU at 11-1, co-champion of the Big 12, the one of the one true champions, at number 6. That's fine with me. But Ole Miss, are you kidding me? Give me TCU. I hope they pound the crap out of this school.
I'll tell you what, I like the Froggies here simply because this sounds like a prime opportunity for Bad Bo to show up. His last game.
Everything sounds like a prime opportunity for the bad Dr. Bo to show up and get a malpractice suit at the end of the game. Moving on to your Vizio Fiesta Bowl, December 31st at 4 p.m. Again, this is a travesty of a game with the first team, where 20th-ranked Boise State, 11-2 out of the Mountain West Conference, who has no business being there, and I am a pro Boise State guy, but even I'll admit that this is, I'm sorry.
I am not a pro Boise State guy, and Marshall should be in that spot. That's a travesty. That's a shame. That's ridiculous. Arizona's favored by 4. Arizona should be favored by 14. Bear down.
Arizona is currently ranked 10. They are 10-3 in the Pac-12, and they are Pac-12 runner-ups. So, should we just get rid of that stupid rule where we have to have a non-Power 5 team in one of these bowl games, please?
I don't think we should get rid of that rule, more than I think we should just make sure that that team doesn't suck like Boise State.
That's never a get. Well, okay, fine. Then add an amendment. If the team should suck, they aren't allowed in. Like, people can tell Boise State sucks because ESPN isn't jumping all over them. When Boise State's good, ESPN jumps all over them.
That they do.
I mean, when Northern Illinois was good, ESPN jumped all over them. Anyways, this is a stupid one. Arizona. I hope they just throttle them, even though Boise State does pretty decent in bowl games. Next up, we have for you the Capital One Orange Bowl, also located in scenic Orlando, Florida. Oh, wait, nope, sorry. Capital One switch places. This one is in our most favorite of cities. That will never get old. December 31st at 8, we have number 7, Mississippi State, 10-2 out of the SEC, taking on Dembies from Georgia Tech at 10-3 out of the ACC. Intriguing game?
I am intrigued by this.
Do you think it's close?
I do.
So you're telling me this Mississippi squad, who is 10-2 and had to hang tough against Kentucky, can handle the triple option?
I do. I really do. I mean, I think the month really, really, really helps them. However, at the end of the day, usually a month can solve a triple option team. That's exactly why I picked against Navy. However, having watched Georgia Tech in person, they run that thing to perfection.
That is the greatest triple option team I have ever seen outside of Georgia Southern.
Or Tommy Frazier's Nebraskas.
Or those. That's true, too.
But anyway, give me the Bees. I like the Bees in one close.
And Georgia Southern has beat the Gators. And moving on, we have for you the first of the January first games, the Outback Bowl, where it is number 19, Auburn, 8-4, taking on 18, Wisconsin, 10-3. Wisconsin, they of the massive letdown in the B1G championship game, who couldn't handle Ohio State and their third-string quarterback.
Yeah, so there's no point in picking the Badgers in this one.
Now, you and I really didn't get a good look at that game, but do you believe, well, we haven't gotten to them. Do you believe in Ohio State's third-string quarterback?
No.
No. Good. So, even though I believe that the committee got it right, I don't believe Ohio State's the fourth-best team because they have a third-string quarterback.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not
for... Anyways, next up, we have for you the Goodyear Cotton Bowl, January 1st at 12:30. Where you will find the 8th-ranked Michigan State Spartans, 10-2 out of the B1G, taking on number 5 Baylor at 11-1 of the Big 12 and their crybaby coach.
Yeah, I'm not picking Art Briles, even if my brain thinks I should.
Yeah, even though it is a home game for them, but I'm sorry. But they're going to have to play a team that plays defense. They don't get to do that a lot. So, even if your heart tells you, in the back of your mind, you should think, Baylor doesn't like it if you punch them in the teeth. Gonna say something else there, but I'm gonna sell for tea.
Well, okay then.
All right, now we travel back to scenic Orlando, Florida, for the Buffalo Wild Wings Citrus Bowl, where we have the Mizzou Tigers at 10-3, the SEC runner-up. Yeah, that's right. Taking on Minnesota, 8-4 out of the B1G. Who do you like?
I like Minnesota. Give me Jerry Kittle.
Really? Interesting.
I really do. I really like this Minnesota team. Really, they've been fun to watch all year. Yes, they did have that weird loss to Illinois, but this is a team that's played good football and fun football.
And I think they should get more credit than they have. Quite frankly, Jerry Kill should have some consideration for Coach of the Year.
And I just never trust Missouri in anything outside of basketball, and even then you shouldn't have any trust for them. Give me the goldenest of Gophers. Now, next up, we have the first of the playoff games taking place in Pasadena, California, the Tournament of Roses.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place.
Where you can find a second-ranked Oregon Ducks squad, 12-1 out of the Pac-12, winner of the Pac-12, taking on number 3-ranked FSU, who is currently 13 and suck it, everybody else. You haven't beaten us in 2 years.
This is true.
And the ACC champion.
Very, very true. See, my thing about this is this. I get that Oregon is a much bigger team than they used to be. I get that they're a little bit more physical than they used to be. That being said, I've got to tell you this. Florida State is starting to play their best football of the season. Jimbo Fisher has never lost a bowl game. Jimbo Fisher with a month is scary. Very, very scary. And for Oregon to win this game, not only is Marcus Mariota going to have to play a great turnover-free game, but Mark Helfrich has to call a great game. And does Mark Helfrich have what it takes in the spotlight against a team with just as much talent as his to do that? Because I want
Mark Helfrich again.
I'm one of those people who says that he, Chip Kelly, he is not.
No.
So.
No. He's a nobody.
So to me, I understand a lot of people are picking Oregon, and I understand Oregon's favored in this game. And I understand this is maybe looking a little bit through Garnet glasses. However, to me, it's just one of those prove it moments for Oregon. I've heard it all before. I've heard that you're the greatest and you're blah, 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 and you've innovated football and blah, and you have the greatest quarterback and blah, blah, blah. And you don't. You have the second best quarterback in this game. But that's none of my business. Go prove it, Oregon. And until then, I'm going to pick the Noles to beat you.
Do you know who is going to be the best player on the field during that game?
Why, sir, we're talking about Jameis Winston.
No.
Oh.
Neither of the Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks. By the way, we're recording this at 7:45 Eastern Standard Time.
And Georgetown still sucks.
And Georgetown still sucks at the on the eve of the Heisman. It hasn't happened yet, but if he doesn't win the Heisman, I'll cut off a finger. You can quote me on that. Dalvin Cook is going to be the scariest man on that field.
Indeed.
That is who Oregon needs to be worried about. I don't know if they're going to be. I hope they're not, because Dalvin Cook has not come on until the last 3 games. But Dalvin Cook is currently the best player on FSU.
Oh, I agree. I agree, especially with the changed offensive line that they went with with the Miami game. I've just got to tell you.
Too many cooks, too many cooks, too many cooks.
Oregon's going to be hearing a lot of this.
That they are.
I like Dalvin Cook to run for
too many cooks, too many cooks, too many cooks, too many cooks, too many cooks.
I like Dalvin Cook to run for well over 100 yards, several scores, and be the reason why Jameis Winston throws several long touchdowns with play action.
Also,
give me Florida State.
Too many cooks.
Yes, too many.
Too many cooks too many will cooks. Spoil the duck soup.
I didn't think I was going to make soup. I was going to make some duck confit, but, you know, that's just me. Next up, we have for you the second of the playoff games, your All-State Sugar Bowl.
I'm the rain they call the city of New Orleans.
And here we have for you viewing enjoyment. Number 1, Alabama, 12-1, taking on Urban Cryer and the 4th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes at 12-1.
I wish I could pick Ohio State in this. I really do.
I want to see them in the I want to see an FSU Ohio State matchup where that would just be great. But let's face it.
Bam.
Alabama got a massive gift.
They did.
They were gifted. The committee got lucky when Baylor and TCU both ended up with one win and no championship game or playoff game to play. And they were like, wow, look, we got Ohio State won a championship game. We can go there. This is going to be ugly. I don't recommend watching it unless you're a fan of Alabama.
I don't think it's going to be ugly. I think Ohio State's going to hang for a little bit.
Ugly.
But at the end of the day, we know what's going to happen.
And that brings us to an end of all the bowl games that are noteworthy or worth talking about. And yet I still have 6 more bowls after this. What are we doing here? Why weren't these games earlier in the year? Next up, we have the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl on January the 2nd, where you have Houston 7-5 out of the AAC taking on Pitt 6-6 out of the ACC.
You know, I think Pitt might have just done themselves a favor by having Mr. Crist go on to Wisconsin. I think that's a good thing. I think Pitt's a much better program than what they've had lately.
Pitt's a fun team to watch. They put up points.
Pitt can be fun if they want to be. Pitt has some of the talent. However, I have to go with Houston for the time being. I think Pitt's better in the future because Pitt is going to hopefully hire a good head coach, a coach that a program the caliber of Pittsburgh deserves. But give me the Cougs in this one.
Are you calling this another play-in game for a future Big 12 team, perhaps?
Maybe.
If they do well here, they might move up on that list?
Maybe. However, that's none of my business.
Oh, no. It's none of my business. I wouldn't know anything about that. Next up, we have the Tax Slayer Bowl. Not going to call it that. We have the Gator Bowl.
We do have the Toyota Gator Bowl.
In Jacksonville, Florida. At the bank with the largest televisions in the world.
Bill Gay grounds at Everbank Field.
Yeah. Not the TaxSlayer.com.
Here's the thing. The Gator Bowl got themselves in trouble. The first year, 2009, the game where Florida State played West Virginia, they decided to have the Gator Bowl played on Bill Gay Field. Bill Gay Field at Jacksonville Municipal Stadium. And Bill Gay is a big local celebrity, donates a lot, does a lot of charitable work, so they named it after him. However, they did not anticipate Everbank buying naming rights and saying, hey, we're going to call this Everbank Field. So they had to change it to Bill Gay Grounds.
Yeah.
Bill Gay Grounds. Might as well play it at Candlestick Park.
Yeah.
But yeah, this game's pretty awful. And Kirk Ferentz in a bowl, sorry.
That's Rocky right. We balls. Have Iowa, 7-5 out of the B1G, taking on Tennessee, 6-6 out of the SEC. Is this the first bowl game for Tennessee in how many years?
No, Tennessee had a bowl game 2 years ago.
No, did they?
And or 2 or 3 years ago, and they lost to North Carolina. It was a Belk Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
It was a really good game, too. However, everybody's going to watch this game on the 2nd. They're all going to feel dirty about it. So let's just agree to say that Tennessee's going to win and never talk about this again.
Okay. Next up, we have... That sounds like a good idea, Bert. Next up, we have Valero Alamo Bowl taking place in San Antonio, Texas. Perhaps future home of the current Oakland Raiders. Where we have for you the 11th ranked Purple Kansas State, 9-3 out of the Big 12, taking on 14th ranked UCLA Bruins, who are 9-3.
Sir. Oh, you done walked yourself into a trap here at UCLA. The Prince of Darkness himself, Mr. Bill Snyder, will ascend upon you the fury of 1,000 suns and teach you that every man is a wildcat and not one of those pansy blue Bruins with the face of the sport, Brett Hundley. So with that being said, enjoy your whooping, Purple Kansas, big.
I'm going to shock you. I'm going to agree with Purple Kansas.
Big?
I don't know, big, but convincing.
Big!
Convincing. I'll go
big or go home.
Fine. Purple Kansas. They don't score a lot of points, though. All they do is play consistent, boring football.
Until Brett Hundley gives them 5 turnovers.
Well, you gotta hope for the 5 turnovers. It might just be 3. Now, anyways,
too many cooks.
Next
too
up, many Ticket cooks. City Cactus Bowl. I've never heard of this one. Where we have for you Washington at 8-5 taking on Oklahoma State at 6-6.
Sir, Mike Gundy's a man. He's 40.
No, he's not. He's like 40, like 6 or something like that.
He's like 47, 48 now.
No, but, no, he's like 47 now.
But he's a man.
He's
going to take care of his business because Washington's kind of what Washington is. You can take the Sarkisian out of Washington. Or no, wait, you can take the Washington out of Sarkisian. But you can't take the Sarkisian out of Washington.
No, but you can put a Chris Peterson in and you don't like him.
Death, taxes, and 5 losses for UW.
Next up, we have the... Ooh, these next 2 bowls are both in the same state. We have for you the Birmingham Bowl played at Legion's Field in Birmingham, Alabama. True home to the Iron Bowl. I'm sorry, but that school should have never gone down there and played on that little rinky-dink school. We have for you an eastbound and fourth down favorite, the Purple People, 8-4 out of the AAC. Sorry, that's Eastern Carolina for you, those of you not in the know, taking on Florida.
We can't call them the Fighting Muschamps anymore. It's kind of hurtful. Thinking, you know what? We can call them that one more time.
We can.
For old time's sake, the Fighting Muschamps of Florida. And I got to tell you, Florida, you did it. You played in a bowl game that happened later than Florida State's. You did it.
Way to go.
Looks like we made it.
But here's the thing, though. Florida State can trump that if they manage to land.
I understand. Hey, I'm fully aware. You, that's none of my business. However.
Oh, it is.
However, you know what? Florida can't score.
No, and guess who can?
Purple People. People.
Purple rain, bitches.
How are you spelling rain?
A couple Y's.
R-E-I-G-N.
Yes, okay. Next up, we have maybe our favorite here on Eastbound and 4th
At least
down
yours.
Bowl. I think that, no, I think I can comfortably say both of our favorite bowls.
I have not watched this bowl in probably 5 years.
The go down. You know, we should head there this year. We should get a couple passes and go there.
Ugh.
January 4th at 9 p.m. The GoDaddy.com at Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. Toledo 8-4 out of the MAC taking on Arkansas State 7-5. Pride of the Sun Belt.
Sir, I will never say no to my action. Give me the Rockets.
You're darn right. Give you the Rockets. That's right. And then on January the 12th, we have the championship game. Would you like to just go ahead and fill in the slots for America? Because you and I both know who's playing in this game.
Florida State and Alabama.
You're darn right.
Are going to play in the national title game. And who's going to win, Craig?
America's going to win. Because Nick Saban is going to lose.
You know, who is America going to root for in that game? Because America kind of hates them both.
I know.
America kind of hates all 4 of these teams, come to think of it.
Yeah.
When America thinks the most likable team is probably Oregon, there's an issue.
We're here on the East Coast. I never see anybody sporting Oregon gear.
I do.
Where?
The bandwagoners in Jacksonville, my friend.
Oh, okay.
The Walking Dead. The sheeple. However, you know what? They've come this far. This is a homer pick all the way. Florida State, I still think, can exploit some of Bama's weaknesses on that defense.
You mean like the lack of a secondary?
Yes. That is exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what? Bama's going to get some points. Amari Cooper's really good. Lane Kiffin's called some great games this year. I've got to tell you, I mean, Blake Sims, I think a couple turnovers are the difference. Give me the Noles to repeat as a national champion.
You're darn right. And hopefully we'll visit this again on a later date. And we will expound more. But that's all we have.
So there it is. All 39 bowl games done in Holy cow. In 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we have a little time here.
Impressive.
What would be your least favorite bowl to go to?
Ooh. Sir, any bowl that's any game, any sporting, anything that's held at Tropicana Field is, and no offense to the Bitcoin people. I know they're doing some pretty cool stuff in terms of internet currency, but, you know, bowl games at the Trop, none of my business.
At sporting events at the Trop, mine would have to be the famous Idaho Potato Bowl because cold. If I'm not mistaken... No, I'm not mistaken. That is the northernmost bowl played, and it is outdoors. And that game is always so horrible to watch.
Except that your Idaho was in there and their coach went crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't happen every year. I mean...
No, it doesn't.
Once in a blue turf. I mean, it's just, you know... And they show the same thing. They show the Christmas lights downtown. They go to that one restaurant that serves giant hamburgers and giant french fries. I'm sorry,
but
I don't want to go there.
Good times. There's almost 40 bowl games, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you have a great Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Festivus or whatever.
Has Hanukkah happened yet?
But more no.
You sure?
But more importantly, we hope you take in all of these amazingly awesome bowl games for Eastbound and Fourth Down. I'm Ryan Kelly.
Because Hanukkah was November last year.
Y'all come back now.
Here.
Well, if I can keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, then I'll be Texas bound.